KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Double overtime last night. It was Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. The San Antonio Spurs would beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 122-115. San Antonio's Victor Wembanyama had a double-double of 41 points and 24 rebounds. Meanwhile, Dylan Harper of the Spurs finished with 24 points and a team playoff record 7 steals. San Antonio has now defeated the Thunder 5 of their 6 meetings this season. Stephon Castle had 17 for the Spurs, who are also without their point guard, De'Aaron Fox, because of ankle stiffness. Leading the way last night for Oklahoma City was Alex Caruso. He scored 31 points off the bench, the second highest scoring game of his career. The Thunder also had a 9-game playoff winning streak snapped, dating back to Game 7 of last year's finals. The MVP of the NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, on the night in which he received his MVP trophy, had 24 points and 12 assists, but was limited to just 7 of 23 shooting. Game 2 between San Antonio and Oklahoma City is Wednesday nights. In the Eastern Conference, it is Game 1 of the conference finals. The New York Knicks host the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight from Madison Square Garden. Tip-off at 7 p.m. on ESPN. A Game 7 in the Stanley Cup playoffs as Montreal would defeat Buffalo 3-2 in overtime. The Montreal Canadiens win the series 4-3. They now take on the Carolina Hurricanes on Thursday night, Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Stanley Cup playoffs resume tomorrow. The Colorado Avalanche will host the Vegas Golden Knights 7 p.m. on ESPN in the Western Conference Finals. The Minnesota Twins would beat the Houston Astros 6-3 last night. Game was delayed nearly 2 hours in the bottom of the fifth inning due to rain and lightning, with the Twins leading 3-0. Minnesota first baseman Josh Bell, he homered twice. He drove in 4. Bell homered in the second inning, added a 2-run shot in the fourth, and then drove in his 4th run with an RBI single in the 6th. Game 2 of the 3-game series between the Twins and Astros is tonight, 6:40 p.m. Zebby Matthews gets the start on the mound for Minnesota. USD softball has entered the mid-major top 25 poll for the first time in school history, landing at number 19 in the final 2026 rankings. The Coyotes earned the ranking after a strong NCAA tournament run last week in the Lincoln Regional, where they went 1-2, picked up their first ever NCAA tournament win 4-2 over Louisville. The Coyotes finished the season 21-36 and captured its first Summit League tournament title. South Dakota State right-hander Drew McDowell was named the Summit League Pitcher of the Week on Monday. The sophomore threw 6 hitless innings in a 5-0 win last week over Omaha. South Dakota State will be the number 4 seed in the Summit League Baseball Tournament. They open play tomorrow against the top seed Oral Roberts in Minneapolis. For more sports, check us out online at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.